T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Now, if you haven't checked out the Facebook Live Katz, would you do me a favor? Head on over there. Tell me what you think of the new set. And, you know, just let me know. That's all I can tell. I think the new set looks great. I think we've got the visual portion of it where we had the writing showing up backwards. I think we've got that resolved. And I would just love to hear your feedback. Shoot me an email, would you? Jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com. Jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com. Tell me what you think of it. All right. Now, we've got a lot of folks who seem to be lining up trying to become governor of the Commonwealth. I am thrilled to say that we get to spend a couple of moments with a gentleman who's already been governor of the Commonwealth, and I'm thinking if you gave him all the money in the world, would say, yeah, not really interested again. Former governor Doug Wilder. Governor Wilder, thank you for being here.
Always good to be with you, Jeff. All is well.
Well, thank you. Let me ask you, how much would it take for all of us, Democrat, Republican, short, tall, etc., to pay you to get you to come out of retirement and be governor again?
Paul, Jeff, I hear that quite frequently, and it's really, really flattering, but I tell you what, it never was for money, and it wouldn't be for money. And yet the problem is that we are in desperate need of leadership everywhere across the nation.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. Well, you're preaching to the choir on that one, as you know.
I know that.
Let's talk about the conspicuous lack of leadership here in the Commonwealth. Is there anybody you're looking at right now, and I don't care which side of the aisle, anybody you're looking at and going, yeah, that would absolutely be the person I would throw my support behind.
I guess you heard me.
You know, this is just part of the reason that we love you so much, your governorship, that...
It is absolutely pitiful, Jeff. I've been around 100 years, damn near. I'm 90 years old. And I have lived through a lot of things.
Yeah.
I have never, ever seen things quite as bad as they are now. And then you look at what's happening as relative to the pandemic.
Yep.
The effects on education, the lack of leadership there, the effect with health, the lack of leadership there, housing, unemployment, spending, and wasting God knows how much money up at VMI investigating things that if you don't know now, you never will. And then you've got the governor's school and Loudoun, you've got the problems that you've got in Fairfax.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting in which the Democratic members of the legislature who happen to be African-American are now complaining. And they now are saying that they look and see problems that remind them that there's the stonewalling that we are hearing coming from some of our own members sitting there. Well, you know, I always learned it this way. If you want my vote, you're going to have to give me yours. And it's not when you choose to, it's when I choose to. And it's when you choose it that you make that measurement. Yeah. And so in talking to the people who are running for governor, lieutenant governor, and this doesn't mean just the others.
Yep.
When you look at what I hear from the former governor saying he's going to come back with bold leadership, well, when did he discover it? And he needs to tell his party the elixir that he found to be able to pour into their drink so that they might be infused with this spirit of boldness. When you consider the kinds of things that are going on, when you look at Virginia's ranking in the nation, it's shameful.
It is shameful. Now, far be it for me to defend former Governor T-Mac, but, you know, we're not too far past Christmas, and it is a distinct possibility, Governor Wilder, that he got a special little box from Santa that contained all the courage he's been looking for.
You call it courage. I call it sheep continuing to follow. As you know, you've heard me say this before. The people who herd the sheep tell them to do anything. Yeah. So he's had people. He's got some people that are lecturing to others. Yeah. You cannot do this. You've got to get behind this person because he is our leader. Yeah. And it's amazing to see this docility. The people who feel that if they don't do this, or they might not get their own little campaign contribution or their own little sinecure. Yeah. It's troubling to me to see this continuing. And I don't believe it was open for Christmas. And I would say this also, speaking about the Republicans. If any of them were to show that degree of moderation and concern for the people of Virginia, they shouldn't be considered to have been written off. I don't write the Republicans off if they would campaign, if they would solicit help, if they would show that there is a difference. Virginia is that kind of state, and I think the record shows that.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. Although, look, let's be honest. Now we're talking about my party, Governor Wilde. Yeah, you know, my party can figure out a way to screw up that one-car parade, and we're in the process of doing that. We don't know if we are going to have a primary, a convention, draw lots, or duel at 10 feet. We got no idea how we're choosing a leader.
I don't see why you're concerned. After all, you've got a whole 6 months or so, a whole 3 months or so, a whole no months or so. The election is upon us, and I'm quite certain that some sense might strike some people in the head on both sides of the aisle.
Boy, that, well, listen, from your lips to God's ears.
And I can tell you, Jeff, the issues are there. Yeah. When you look at the corruption that we know of, the racism that we know of, problems, when you talk about whatever is going on at VMI, if the governor of Virginia doesn't know how to fix it, if he's got to take a year or two and spend $1 million or more dollars and someone to tell him, it's the same kind of money he spent, I would imagine, having someone to tell him if it was he. And he knows exactly who was under that cover of blackface. You don't have to study that either.
Well, Governor Wilder, I just came across a piece of information the other night that I'd love to get your insight on. You know, my daughter Julie is severely disabled, and so we are very concerned with how we provide services to folks who are disabled. The legislature is poised to add $800,000 to eliminate some of the waiting list, and you and I both know that is an absolute horrendous embarrassment that Virginia has people quite literally waiting for a decade to get services. $800,000 for that, but we are spending millions of dollars to study things, to analyze things that, frankly, I am not the brightest bulb on the porch, sir, but I could figure out with about $11 worth of research.
Well, that's what's troubling, and it is not a laughing matter when you have the concerns of your daughter. I know so many people likewise affiliated in that same degree of concern, and you're going to spend $800,000, and yet you're going to authorize millions of dollars for studies when you're going to authorize the legislature itself having to study slavery. They don't know American history. They never learned American history. And yet, when you get something as serious as this issue as to helping the people who are in great need of help. Look at the mixing of the test when the pandemic was first discovered in Virginia. Look at the availabilities of the test and the afflictions that took place in the nursing homes in Virginia, percentage-wise, still rising high. And I'm going to repeat it again. Virginia's ranking in terms of public spending and corruption is a story that people are looking at on a regular basis. And it's shameful that we have yet to have the leaders coming out, and I'm talking about at every level, demanding what is right and criticizing what is wrong. And you, Jeff, you know I've used this on many occasions. My one-word definition of politics is money. And watch where that money goes, and that tells you who is doing what. And until the people demand that that money, their money, be spent on them, these kinds of things will continue. And we collectively need to address it. It's not a partisan thing.
No, it's not.
It's a people thing. That's and we need to have elected officials who listen to the people and then who represent the people and who speak for the people.
So true. Former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder is joining us. Governor, I want to get your feedback on something that just passed up at Capitol Square. I don't know anybody who could look at Harry Byrd and see anything other than a vicious bigot, a despicable excuse for a human being. Are we now better served that the state legislature says, let's tear down this statue? Is there something there that we all benefit from?
Well, if you had sense accompanying the decision, when you saw what took place on Monument Avenue at relative to the statues being renewed, when you heard the governor then say, he's going to spend $25 million on Monument Avenue. Couldn't that money be going to some of the things that you and I are speaking about now? If not, why not? Did it take the replacement or the removal of statues to bring common sense into play? And so I agree with you. The statue of Harry Byrd was put up while I was there at the legislature, while I was there at the governor's office, or lieutenant governor's office. Did I approve of it? No. Could I have stopped it? No. Did I try to stop it? No. But to the extent that it is removed now, then what are you going to do relative to the things that we are speaking about that you say, and facts probably would show, that Harry Byrd despised, and that is employment, jobs, education, opportunities for people of all colors to attend the governor's school, and the opportunities for people to have the quality of the education, and to have education not measured by the amount of money that's spent, but the quotient and the inspiration that is brought in the classroom, and that's the place it's got to be.
Well, my hope, Governor, is that while you were up there on Capitol Square, and we've never spoken about this, were I you, I would have flipped off the statue every day, but you are far classier than I am, so I'm hoping you just gave him a wink and a nod that he could interpret on his own, you know?
What statue are you talking about?
Yeah! All right, now, let me get you back to the issue of money, sir, because apparently... Apparently, we got casinos coming to River City. Is this now going to solve all the problems in Richmond? Do you think the money will get to the schools or fill the potholes?
Well, since we failed in not having a multi-million dollar coliseum, who knows? Because that was going to be the panacea. As you know, all we need to do is declare half of downtown Richmond off base for tax purposes and take that money and build something that is not necessarily needed, and yet we still got a closed coliseum. Yeah. I haven't opined as such on the casino piece. I know that they were leaving it to any numbers of persons to, first of all, determine how it is going to be strung out. What are the localities? It's going to be a local option piece. And then once that's happening, what are the controls going to be? Are they going to emulate what took place with parimutuel betting relative to the racetracks, which came into place when I was governor? Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at it and opine, but I would hope that our elected officials will speak to it, open it to the extent of discussion, and fully explain to the people of Virginia where that money is going. You know, we had to fight to keep monies that were supposed to be going from the parimutuel betting and from the lottery. That money, as you recall, all of it was going to be dedicated to education. Look how we had to fight and to stop them from siphoning off this, that, and the other for what capital improvements, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I made a lot of people mad in that regard, but we won in the end.
Yeah. Well, listen, LeVar Stoney said he's all over it. He's handling the details. So what could possibly go wrong?
All over what? Handling the details of what? Like the...
Yeah.
Like the Coliseum? Handling those details?
Yeah. He's got it all under control, Governor. No need for us to worry our pretty little heads.
Need for us to worry about him in a few more years anyway. So you do well. I like it where you started, and then I can understand it. See, when you explain it to me like that, it makes me understand what's going on.
Oh, my gosh. I am so grateful. I mean, honest to goodness, I love having you on here.
Being on your show, Jeff, because we don't play with each other.
No.
We say exactly what we feel. We don't say anything to make one of us or any of your listeners feel good. We tell it just like it is.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I thank you for being here. I so look forward to having you back again soon. And
do it.
God bless you, my friend.
We'll do just that.
Yes.
And in the meantime, tell old Harry I said hello.
I will wave at him. I can't tell you how many fingers I'm going to do, sir. All right.
All right, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, my friend. That is former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.